Welcome to The Breaking Point. My name is Jack Snammons, and in the studio with me, I got Addie Yost. She's our guest, and not Ethan Sellers.
Your new co-host, Jake Hermiller.
Not the new co-host, but Ethan Sellers is currently dead sick right now, and I don't know what's happening, and he's MIA right now. He's MIA.
That's too bad.
And so we're just trying to figure out, like, what is going on with him. But while he's at home resting, you're going to be here, and
yep.
You're covering for him.
On the air.
How do you feel about that, man?
Honestly, I mean, I've been on The Breaking Point, like, two times already. This is my third, and, I mean, honestly, I'm coming for your spot, Ethan. Like, I'm already here right now.
Oh,
so, like, you know,
is
better
he
watch your back.
In?
I think so. I mean, hopefully. I mean, if he's a designated co-host,
of course he
would. Of course he would. Right? You wouldn't think that. Like, you wouldn't, right? So, that's insane. But right now, we're going to talk about...
Oh,
so
Ethan just texted me.
Ethan texted?
Yeah.
Is he listening?
Let me see what he said. Hang on.
It's probably just going to be like, hey, like, have a good show. I'm not really listening.
Oh, he just did the looking out emojis. I'm watching you, Jake.
Uh-huh. Welcome back to The Breaking Point. My name's Jack Snams, and alongside here, we got Jake Hermiller and Addie Yost.
Hey, guys.
Now, that sad story, that's coming up.
I know.
Oh, goodness.
Preparing myself, Jackson.
Goodness, I know. Can somebody get some tissues in here for Addie?
I mean, cue the sad music.
I know. Addie, okay, tell us what's been happening in the pop world.
Well, as we all know, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are getting a divorce.
It's terrible.
Brangelina.
We looked it up, though. I did not know. They have 6 kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
You didn't know that?
No. Like, oh, my God. Goodness.
Yeah.
Like,
I didn't really know they were, like, a huge thing either.
You did?
How long have they been married?
Okay, they've only been married for 2 years, but they've been together the past, like, 11.
Wait, did they adopt?
They adopted two kids.
I was like,
well, they adopted 2 kids from, like, Ethiopia. And then they had 4 kids on their own, and they had a set of twins. So they had adopted 2, had twins, and then had 2 additional ones.
And that all happened in 1 year?
No. That happened before they got married.
Oh, okay. So they had kids. Okay. How long were they, like, together in total?
Like 11 or 12 years.
Okay. Well, that's
not bad. That's not bad.
Yeah. And before that, he was with Jennifer Aniston. If you know who that is, she's on Friends.
Yeah, she's, yeah.
Yeah, Rachel.
She's Rachel Green.
So
I think,
He just does not have good luck with women. He's making some mistakes in his life.
And I teased you guys about this. This is absolutely insane, and I don't get how this is possible. I guess just because I'm not nearly as smart as this guy could ever be.
Imagine this. A world where 9-year-olds go to college.
A world where
Because that's the world we live in. There's a 9-year-old in college.
No way.
Yep.
No way.
9-year-old in college.
I don't believe it. Okay, you know what? I have to believe it because I'm looking at it right now. You got Will Malice. He's 9 years old. He graduated from high school this year, and he's taking a full schedule at the Community College of Allegheny County in Pennsylvania.
Speaking full sentences from 7 months old.
7 months old, doing addition.
Multiplying and adding.
At a year and a half.
And dividing. At a year and a half? I thought it was 2 years.
Well, he started multiplying he started adding at a year and a half.
Multiplying 2 years.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And the Chinese alphabet at 5 years old. The entire Chinese alphabet at 5 years old.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Well, no, it's not Chinese alphabet. He said that there's a symbol for every word.
Yes.
He corrected his dad.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, yeah, even better. He corrected his dad.
Did you even watch the video, Jackson? Are you kidding me?
No, but his dad was saying, like, he would walk up to him and go, like, hey, what'd you learn today? And he'd be like, hey, I learned the alphabet. He'd be like, okay, what else you learn today? And he'd be like,
entire Japanese word symbols.
Exactly. He'd just be like,
Or Chinese. Not Japanese, my bad.
But, like, he has all this stuff that he's, like, able to learn quickly. And real quick, I just want to play this quick clip from CNN. And it just talks, the kid is talking in this clip, and he's saying stuff that I don't even understand fully. Like, he's 9 years old.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
I mean, it's ridiculous in a good way. Because he's smart. I mean, he's going to be like the next Einstein.
Einstein, yeah. Here we go.
Accepted him for next September. Will plans to be an astrophysicist.
It's statistically impossible for there to be no life on any other planet in the universe.
He has his own universal concepts.
The reason that the universe is expanding is not because dark energy overpowered gravity, but because of gravity.
So right there, he's like, it's impossible for the universe, for it's statistically impossible for there not to be life on other planets in our universe.
I agree with that too.
Just like,
but then he talks about like that the reason why the universe is expanding isn't because of dark matter and against gravity. It's just because of gravity
itself. And he's like laughing, like the smile on his face.
I would just feel so stupid sitting in a college class with a 9-year old. I'd be like, gosh dang, this kid is 9-year old sitting in front of me and he's acing this class. He's getting better grades than I'm getting. Makes it the college.
So
could you imagine getting in a conversation with this kid? You're like, hey, what's up, buddy? Like, are you here visiting your older sibling?
Imagine like being like,
oh no,
tutored.
I attend this school.
Imagine like being like tutored by him.
Like he tutors his peers.
He tutors his peers. Like a college student walks up to him. Hey,
I would lose all pride. I mean, I get it. He's smart, but I would just be like, this is a 9-year old. I'm at the level where I have to learn from a 9-year old.
But I mean, this is not. This 9-year old's not acting like a 9-year old. So that's
this isn't any ordinary 9-year-old.
Yeah.
But still.
It's a super 9-year old. Not that not all 9-year olds are not super, but I mean, it's a super.
No, I would say that.
We're back.
We're back. My name's Jackson Ammons. Oh gosh, I almost like died. My name's Jackson Ammons. I like got like a hiccup.
My
like,
name is Jackson.
My name's Jackson. We got Jake Hermiller, and this is the Breaking Point right now. Jake's filling in for Ethan Sellers, who's currently MIA right now. By MIA, I mean he's curled up in his bed, sick. So
honestly, I think if anybody likes this idea, I really think that we should have a poll voting who should be the new co-host.
Jake, you really
I say
on
new
air,
because
you?
I know they're gonna vote for me.
Oh yeah, of course. Okay, right now we got the 30 weird and awesome inventions of the world.
This is gonna be good.
We'll start off a little bit slower. Okay, we're not gonna get too crazy right now, but we got the baby stroller and scooter hybrid.
So it's basically a stroller
and a scooter,
like an average stroller, and then underneath it, it has this platform that comes out from underneath it, and a wheel underneath that platform.
It's like an extra wheel.
Yeah. And it's basically you're able to ride it and push your kid at the same time.
It's like a skateboard, but you know you can like hold on to the stroller, so they call it a scooter, obviously. Yeah. Next, we got the ping pong door, which I really like. You know, it's a door, and on it has, like, a little ping pong, like, net, and then you, like, the door...
It, like, flips.
Goes from vertical to horizontal, and it's a ping pong table.
Yes,
now, that,
it is.
I would be okay with getting. Like, I would buy that, probably.
I don't know, because I saw the pictures of it, and the ping pong table, when it comes down... You know, it's a door, so it can't be huge. Yeah. It's basically...
That is true.
You know, it's a smaller... I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, what about like a small pool table that came down?
That's what it is, though.
No, pool, not ping pong.
A small pool?
Yeah.
That'd be ridiculous.
Pool table.
Oh.
Not the actual pool,
I thought
Jake.
You said pool.
Goodness. No, pool table.
Yeah, I feel like that would work a little bit better. You have like a specifically sized... balls and what do they call them?
The sticks?
Yeah.
Next invention.
Next invention,
yeah. Currently, I've been like really like obsessed with pool though. Like whenever I go to like Nally's house, we'll just play pool. Right now, she's winning though.
Billiards?
What?
I don't know. Is that another name for it? Or do I
pool?
Not know? Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know pool terms. That sounds right. It sounds like kind of fancy, and pool is like a somewhat fancy game. Not really.
Have you seen those? They actually have, like, I don't know if it's a sport or anything.
Pool is not a fancy game. Why did I say that?
But they have, like, championships, like, matches that you have to play against, and it's, like, broadcasts on TV and stuff. And some of these guys are just crazy. Like, absolutely crazy.
Is this for pool?
Yeah, they don't miss a shot. There's also a Dude Perfect, the YouTube channel, a video where they do pool table trick shots, and they have this guy. He just destroys it.
I actually might have to watch
that. He jumps like three balls at a time.
Really?
It's crazy.
I actually really like to watch that.
He lines up. He like angles these balls at a specific angle, and he just shoots the he hits just one ball into the entire cluster, and they all go into holes.
No way.
Yeah. Or... Pockets or
yeah, whatever. Yeah, pockets, yeah. No way.
Yeah.
Dang, I'm watching that. Anyway, moving on, we got the Goggle Umbrella. I almost said Google Umbrella, but it's not Google.
I read it Google when I was
It's Goggle Umbrella. It's like this little, like, I don't even know what to it's like an umbrella that comes down to like about your shoulders, and then you got like little goggles so you can like look out. Now this next invention, this just seems cruel. I don't get it. It's the baby mop.
That's my favorite invention.
It's a onesie that you put on your baby, and like under his arms and on the front side of his legs, you got like, you know, like,
you got mops.
You got mops, and so the baby will crawl around and mop your floors for you. And I'm like,